Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
On this Wednesday edition, Preciancia after the first break. Crazy Charlie, he'll be on the cell phone. I got a message from him a few minutes ago. He won't be on the home phone. Cell phone for Preciancia. Also top of hour two, Blake Ruffino will check in down in Louisiana. So that's the guesting. Best I know. Unless I'm skipping something. Berg, remember, is not with us on Wednesdays anymore. He joins us early Thursday morning. So I think that's the guest. On my list, that's the guest group that we have for today. 615-844-5600. If you'd like to check in, 615-844-5600. Twitter, at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. I was just listening to a funny audio clip. Matter of fact, Griff is the one who linked it, and it was Nick Saban. And I wish I had time. I'll send it to Crazy Charlie later, and maybe we can play it down the road. But Nick is at a speaking engagement of some sort. And again, I don't know what the particular event was, but he's speaking to this crowd. And he says, my wife, Miss Taryn, his longtime wife of 40-plus years, he tried to date beginning in junior high school. And she wouldn't have anything to do with him. He lived in the country. She lived in the city there in West Virginia. She went to a bigger high school. His was, I think, a double-A school. And not only did he live in the country, but he worked for his dad's gas station. And back then, it's not like today where you pull up and you get your own gas and you leave. You put your credit card in the slot and you get your gas and you leave. The attendant would come up. Nick is a junior high kid, and they would say, what do you need? They would fill your tank up with gas. They would check your oil. They would do your windshield if you needed a filter. They would do that, whatever you needed. And he said, I was always working there when not in school and playing football. And my hands were always black from the grease and everything I did at work. And she would never have anything to do with me. I tried to date her. She would not give me any time at all. She dated this other guy named Mickey something from a very young age. And he said, I was just a country bumpkin, basically. And she was a city girl, and she had higher aspirations than me. Later on in high school, he said, we played them in football. We're a double-A school. They're a bigger school. We beat them like a drum. And she started noticing me, and then we started dating, and the rest is history. So years and years and years go by, and they have an event there in West Virginia for Nick Saban. And everybody comes. It's a real big deal. Nick Saban and his wife, Terry, go to the event, and this Mickey guy now runs a gas station. Just like Nick and his dad when he was a little kid, right? And Nick says that he's going to do a drive-by with Miss Terry. He wants to drive by the station just to show her how she picked. Yeah, you pick me, look at where we're at now, and he's running, kind of ironically, a little gas station back in Bumpkin, somewhere, Nowheresville, West Virginia. He drives by, and he points it out, says that's where old Mickey's working these days, running his station. And look at us. I'm the mighty head coach at Alabama. And he didn't say this, but the best ever, right? Best ever to do it. So I guess you picked pretty well. And she goes, BS. If I would have married him, he'd be the coach at Alabama. It's a pretty good punchline. I thought it was pretty funny. I might not have delivered it as good as Nikki. But I don't know how many of you saw that audio clip. But it was, I thought it was pretty funny, to say the least. From the man who is known, at least on this show, and probably should be other shows, as the best to ever do it, and what's such a gift to all of us, whether you like Alabama or not. Many of you, if you're an Auburn fan, obviously you don't like Alabama. If you're a Tennessee fan, obviously you do not like Alabama. But you have to acknowledge the best to ever do it is either Bear Bryant, who's gone, or the current coach, Nick Saban, who shows no slowing down at all. We were talking to Kevin the other day, and this comes up from time to time, and it's going to always come up. How long do you think Nick will hang on? And you remember, just over the last 10 years, how often will some member of the Corona Bro media bring up, I think Nick's slowing down. Yeah, did you see that game? They look sloppy. I think he's seen some better days, Bill. The tradition, the juggernaut, Bill, is looking like it's over, Bill. How many times have you heard that? 2010, 2013, here before this last natty. Comes up some. Oh, Bill, just a year ago. Oh, my God. Have you seen Alabama's football recruiting ranking? I mean, they're like number 50 or number 60 or something. Again, this is a year ago. March, April. Pandemic, you can't have official visits. Alabama doesn't look like much is happening here. Nick, is Nick just forgetting? What's going on? He's got a bad defensive coordinator on top of that. Guy they can't get rid of. Recruiting class ends up number one and maybe their best number one. Now, we don't know that yet. We'll have to get him on the field and see. And that'll be adjudicated later, but I don't think he's slowing down. We were talking about it. I'm not sure that I think in 5 years that Nick is retired. I'm not sure I think that. Now, things can change. Yeah. He's in remarkable good health. Things can change. I mean, maybe in 3 years, maybe there's a setback health-wise, but it doesn't appear that way with him. Mother Nature's got that answer. We don't know that. But I'm not sure that I think in 5 years he is out of coaching. I wouldn't be shocked if in 5 years he is still the coach there and still churning out remarkable teams. Natties are hard to come by. You don't know how many natties could be in there. Maybe just one. Maybe just two. But by their standards, I mean, I don't think it's slowing down. For everybody counting on that, I'm not sure that I think all that is slowing down. Johnny Vegas checking in this morning. sends me a link from Las Vegas, the Cosmopolitan. Now, that's a casino, right? Am I, again, I don't know Las Vegas. I've never, ever been to Las Vegas. Have no plans to ever go. Love talking about it. Love talking about it. Love having Brad on. Love talking about the lines and the gambling and all that. That's fun. But I'm just not a, hey, let's go to Vegas guy. I'm just not. Says, the Cosmopolitan has told employees it will pay them $1 million in cash bonuses. Now, I think that's collectively, not per person. That wouldn't be a good idea. $1 million in cash bonuses if at least 80% of them are vaccinated by May 1. What, you want to get the J&J one? Get the second J&J one and see what happens to you. Really, that's six people out of, what, millions? Six females 2 weeks after the second vaccine got what they're terming a rare blood clot. I don't know the medical specificity there. That's a tiny, tiny number. But again, they have, at least for the moment, stopped the J&J vaccine until they could look further into it. Do we have the stats? It's six out of several million, I'm assuming, right? Again, small number, but I guess in that world, you have to take a look at what could be going on. Is that some kind of medical coincidence, or is that something about the vaccine? Now, I was watching Benzinga yesterday, and some of the guys that host those shows on that financial network on YouTube say they got both the J&J vaccines. They're fine. But the Cosmopolitan, that Johnny Vegas would be way more familiar of than I would, says $1 million in cash bonuses, plural, if at least 80% of them are vaxxed. That's a new word too, vaxxed by May 1. V-A-X-E-D. Or is it, is vaxxed, I don't, is that not even an official word? Is vaxxed two X's or what? V-A-X or V-A-X-X-E-D. Which one is it? So a little carrot there for them. If you're working at the Cosmopolitan. Brett Cianci, Pick Six Previews, does very good college football work. Works around the clock. Crazy Charlie, just a reminder, he'll be on the cell phone this morning. He joins us right after the break. A little later, Blake Ruffino down in the booth. Down in Louisiana, he checks in. They actually, now baseball-wise, actually played well in the Kentucky series after the Vanderbilt sweep, after they dropped 3 to the Vandy boys. Vandy boys back at it against Eastern Kentucky last night. Won, what was it, 6-4? Vandy announces they have hired their new women's basketball coach. You know the team that quit the season, that program? Shea Ralph, coming from Connecticut. It's a pretty good hire, it looks like, actually. Brad Cianci, when we're back.
Good morning. Traffic volume on the increase here coming down through Mount Juliet right now on the interstate here on 40 westbound, headed towards Davidson County. Crash getting some attention on 24 eastbound at OHB south of town. You'll see that as you head out towards Murfreesboro with a lot of flashing lights in that area. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call today 240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Ciancia joins us every Wednesday. Pick six previews. Crazy Charlie says, give it a second or two. He's processing him. But Brett joins us every Wednesday, and we'll pull him up here momentarily. A little later, Blake Ruffino, as I mentioned, down in Louisiana, will be with us. Always a pleasure to have both of them. Just to plug away, tomorrow, Berg will be with us early. Josh Newberg now on Thursdays from 24/7 Sports and the Big Three Roll-Up podcast. And the brilliant football mind of Mr. Chris Landry is every Thursday right after Josh Newberg. So that's the lad. Of course, Kevin Hagan. And Brad Powers, speaking of Vegas, Brad Powers in Las Vegas. Place I've never been, Las Vegas. Brad's out there. Moved from Ohio. Worked for Phil Tinfoil those years. And then branched out on his own. You don't really hear anything. Is Phil Tinfoil even, I know his magazine comes out. I don't buy it. I haven't bought that thing in years. But anyways, Brad's out in Las Vegas. Brett Ciancia up in Pennsylvania. Brett, have you ever been to Las Vegas? Are you a big Las Vegas guy? I've never been.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yeah, I've been out there. You know, I've really been wanting to go out for a March Madness opening Thursday. I hear that's a big deal, having all those games going. But no, it's a very interesting place. It's definitely unique.
I may go a lifetime without having gone there. I've just never been a big draw. I love the topics. I love the spreads, and we spend an entire hour every Friday for the last decade on it. I've just never been there. So if somebody, Brett, kidnapped me and dropped me off in Vegas, it'd be like I was in a foreign country. I wouldn't know where to go. I wouldn't know what casinos do what and what hotels to go to. I'd be lost, totally lost.
Yeah, but once you got into one of those sports books, you're right at home. I mean, all those monitors set up, and you know, all the tickers with all the spreads. It's you know, it's pretty cool to be in one of those. So now I haven't been for a football Saturday though. I haven't seen it really in action, so
right.
I can't really give it the full review. I know a lot of your followers, you know, probably take some trips out there for a few Saturdays a year. Yeah, it's probably just an incredible setup. I mean, I try and emulate that on my own. I get my four screen set up here, but it's obviously nowhere close to what they have out there.
Brett Cianci, a pick six previews. I know Florida State had their spring game. Clemson had theirs prior, not this past weekend. But anything that jumps out at you regarding spring football, let's say over the last week or two?
Not so much. I have a lot recorded on the DVR. But upcoming this Saturday, really excited for Ohio State. And, you know, I know that that's kind of a big brand team, and everyone's probably going to talk about them. But specifically with them this spring, I mean, you have the quarterback battle, and you have a defense that's going to go through a little bit of a scheme shift, nothing crazy. But with the coordinator change going from Jeff Hafley to Kerry Combs, you're going to see a little bit of a tweak there. And they weren't able to do as much install last year, given the short season and personnel. So this, even though it's second year with him, I think this would be really the first, you know, full season with the new scheme. So you have defense, you have, you know, who's going to take over a quarterback. There's a big race going there. And then running back, Trey Sermon leaves, and that'll be a hole too. So a lot of vacancies. Plus, I think there's going to be a pretty big crowd there. I was on, you know, you scroll around on these ticket sites, and it's mostly all for regular season games. For Ohio State spring game, I think it costs a couple hundred bucks to get in the stadium right now on the secondary market. So it kind of shows you how passionate they are in Ohio.
Yeah, one of our many Buckeye listeners, Buckeye Brenda, got online. Now, I'm pretty sure she's a season ticket holder, her and her husband, but she tried to get on and couldn't get any tickets. She never even had a chance to get spring football game tickets. Now, again, I don't know what the limitations are, but she was pretty ticked off about it.
Yeah, it kind of shows you the passion. I know historically it was only Nebraska and Ohio State were the ones that charged. And, you know, it was $5 or $10. But the fact that they charged for a spring game and were still able to get 90K in there, you know, huge fundraiser for the school. It shows the passion. You know, and then across the country, mostly they were free. But now you go from that, mostly free games or maybe a nominal $5 or $10, you know, ticket fee. Now you're talking to get in just because of the scarcity of the seats. It's probably, you know, half full or something like that. I forget what the Big Ten's rule is right now. But to get a ticket in there on the secondary markets, 100, 150, 200 bucks, and people are paying it. I mean, it shows you, you know, go a year, 2 years without football. I mean, people were just really excited to get back in there, even for a practice.
Was just thinking, Ryan Day was on the staff, and then obviously he was an interim coach there when Urban Meyer was suspended there. And so he had a little experience. He was Urban Meyer's choice as the successor. Urban Meyer had a say in it. You can also suggest that Ryan Day, Brett, inherited a better situation than maybe any coach in recent memory with personnel and obviously a monster brand recruiting that is outstanding. This is year three, is him as the sole head coach. What if they stumbled a little bit and went like 9-3? What would that say?
Yeah, you know, I was actually having this discussion with the other former co-founder of Pixies Previews back in the day. He's since moved on, but we were discussing this, and the name that came up, and not to, you know, this would have to take quite a different trajectory, but Larry Coker came up, talking Miami, Florida, taking over, you know, getting the keys to the Cadillac, if you will, at Miami back in, I think it was 2000 he took over, you know, inherited a perfect roster, perfect program that was really built by Butch Davis after their sanctions there. And, you know, rode that team to a national title in 01, undefeated. Undefeated again in 02, but lost in that controversial overtime game in Ohio State. But really, once that initial roster started burning off and going pro, you started to see the cracks in the armor there, and then they started to falter. So now, I'm not trying to call that about Ryan Day. I think Ryan Day is an offensive genius. And he's continued that recruiting level. And in fact, he's kind of kept it up in that top five and maybe even increased it from whatever Meyer was doing. So that's a good sign. So, if he has a step back this year, I think he's built up the opportunity to have a couple mulligans. I don't think it's Coker territory, but that name did come up in that comparison. A more modern example would probably be Lincoln Riley, who took over. He was handpicked by Bob Stoops, and maybe they weren't winning national titles at Oklahoma since 2000, but they were consistently winning the Big 12, and they were really the dominant program there. So just to walk right in and take over a conference title team, that's the other comparison. And he's kept it right up there. Again, offensive genius. So I think that these two guys stand out more from Coker in that they are good X's and O's. They are ace recruiters. They're younger guys that really seem to identify with the locker room, and I think they're in better shape.
Buckeye spring game you mentioned. By the way, Josh up in London, Ohio, says, Bill, Ohio State had 4,500 tickets available. Capacity for the game is going to be 21,000. So I didn't quite know. Everybody's got their own rules, and I don't know what each individual school does with their attendance and their capacity for a spring game. But, yes, I want to – and I'll tell you what, I should know this. Notre Dame's spring game is maybe it's a week or so away. I think they're about halfway through, but that's a spring game. As much as I don't like spring games, the Notre Dame spring game with the Jack Cohn situation at quarterback, probably the starter. Drew Pine apparently is having a good spring as well up there in South Bend, but that's a spring game that I might pay attention to.
Yeah, I think that's a May 1st one.
Is it May 1st? Okay.
Yeah, but I noticed there, looking at it, that for TV it says it's on Peacock, and I'm not really an expert on this. I think that's their pay-per-view. That's their additional thing. So I wonder if these networks are going to start clipping us with these pay-per-view games. I don't know, but because historically that was always on NBC, and that was, I agree. That was one of those you wanted to always tune into. And that was, one of the originals, too. I mean, now most of them are televised or on pay-per-view, but back then it was only a handful that were on each year, and that was one of them. We'll see. I mean, I think that'll be interesting there at quarterback. Again, that's a program that reloads pretty well and recruits in the top 12, top 10 every year. And Brian Kelly has shown staying power. So, I mean, right when you think that the program might take a step back, they consistently churn out W's. So, yeah, that'll be a good one, too.
And looking at Florida with Emory Jones at quarterback, he is the, again, incumbent down there with Anthony Richardson, a little bit younger quarterback, as his top threat. That particular situation, how it ends up, I would assume they'll trot out when they start play here in September. I would assume Emory Jones trots out there. But always with Dan Mullen, he is so good at transitioning the next quarterback. That one is one that will be fun to watch.
I was gonna make the same point about quarterbacks, because of course the last couple of years he had rotated Emory Jones into the lineup, even despite having a Heisman candidate there with Kyle Trask. So and historically did that with Tebow and Chris Leak as the coordinator there in 2008 and or 2006. So I agree. Yeah, it'll be Emory Jones the starter. But look for both to get a lot of playing time, and who knows how that might shift. And really, another key with Florida, a couple things. Looking at how their receivers reload, of course, losing Kyle Pitts, who's in the top five on some mock drafts. It's incredible to see a receiver, a tight end that high. He's gone. And then their defense really was what held them back, I think. I had them winning the SEC. I was halfway there. They won the East, which was nice, but to have going that extra step and won the conference, I thought their defense would be a little bit better than it was. And, it's uncharacteristic for a Ty Grantham defense. So let's see how they fix that and patch that up this year. They always have all the talent in the world. It's always a great recruiting school, especially on defense. So I'm interested to see that in the spring game, how they look on D.
Also, a player that we waited years to see him perform the way he performed, but Kadarius Toney also is moving on to the NFL and maybe a late first, second round type pick. But Nick Saban even said after the SEC championship game and Florida scored all those points, they had two matchup nightmares for anybody, us or any other team, and that would be Pitts and also Tony. So replacing Tony will be interesting too.
Yeah, that's a guy that got involved in many parts of the game out of the slot, but really in the run game too, reverses, jet sweeps. I remember right out of the gate against Ole Miss, he had a highlight play.
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of an 80-yard carry. He was juking people, and I was thinking, man, he's going to be a matchup nightmare. And, it ended up being true. And then, the complete total opposite was Pitts, who was the huge frame, 6'6 guy. He's actually from our region in PA, and I saw him in the high school playoffs. Imagine him, mismatch nightmare for SEC corners. Imagine him against some of these rural, Pennsylvania schools. He was tearing it up in high school and was a standout ever since, so. Yeah, we'll see how they reload. And it's kind of a important year for Dan Mullen to have some staying power there in the SEC East. You don't want to be a one-and-done. And you know that Georgia's reloading into a playoff-caliber team again. So let's see how Florida can handle a little bit of a transition year.
Brett, tell everybody how they can get all of your information.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's at Pick6Previews on Twitter and pick6previews.com. And it's an annual season preview book, comes out every June. It's a one-man show. It's just me. I'm covering all the 65 Power 5 teams. Graded most accurate preview by Stassen.com in the last 9 years. So looking to make that the full decade this year and a few months away from that.
Good stuff, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill. See you.
Appreciate it very much. There he is. Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews, every Wednesday here on the show. Johnny Vegas says that Johnson and Johnson vaccine, about 6 million doses. So six ladies who got clots, blood clots, rare blood clots, they say, 2 weeks after the second vaccine equals 5 zeros and then a 1%. But they still shut it down. At least temporarily. Now, again, I don't know what the plan is. But there's your numbers if you're wondering. Yeah, Josh says Ohio State had about 4,500 tickets, so available capacity of 21,000. They've been tough. Yeah, Buckeye Brenner was mad. She was waiting to get in, and she tweeted that yesterday so she could and her husband could get to the spring game, and they were not. I don't know what her plans are. I don't know if she said they were just going to tailgate and hang out and watch it or something. I don't know. Now Notre Dame spring game. I have not even looked. I didn't even know what the date was. He just said it was May 1. But usually you can watch that game on the NBC cable channel, whatever that is. But this year, we'd have to look that up. I hope it's not a pay-per-view only. I am not paying. I would not pay you. And you know me. I'm a Notre Dame aficionado. But I wouldn't pay. If any team had a spring game and it's pay-per-view and it was 50 cents, okay, two quarters, I would not pay it for a spring game to watch. If it was a nickel, I would say, no, 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 that's not in the budget. No, no, we're not doing it. No, not worth it. They ought to pay us to watch spring games, as pathetic as they all are. Yeah, they ought to send checks out to everybody who wants to watch. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino joins us. That's a good idea. I doubt they'll do it, but Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still working this crash here on 24 eastbound off-ramp at Old Hickory Boulevard here south of town, here in Antioch. At one point, one of the cars that crashed caught fire, and not sure how serious the injuries are, but it looks pretty bad here, and traffic starting to bog down a bit. 24 westbound coming up past OHB, all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County this time of the morning. Traffic's on the increase now as well on I-40 eastbound around Stewart's Ferry Pike. We saw some flashing lights there. It looked like a police matter. Ripley's Aquarium. Sleep with the Sharks coming up on May 12th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike.
you have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash. You aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Before you move in and start making a lifetime of memories, there's something you should remember. The value of working with a realtor. A realtor is more than an expert in the field who abides by a code of ethics. A realtor is your neighbor and your ally. Someone who puts your agenda ahead of theirs. Someone who understands your dreams and has the expertise to make them a reality. Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor and the doors we open together. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Grizz Nation. Tune into ESPN and watch your next-gen Grizz tonight at 8:30 when they take on the Mavericks, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You'll want to tune in early starting at 8 to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check your local listings and grizzlies.com for channel guide. Or catch it live right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies. Nashville Sports Radio. Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
We were talking about coaches who inherit an incredible situation. Now, that could also be a big burden. If you think about it, if you are Ryan Day, you just get the handoff from Urban Meyer. Here it is, sir. Take it over. Urban Meyer wants you as the head coach. Take it. And, oh, yeah. The expectations are you win huge. Not just winning the league, not just beating Michigan every year, which you need to do, but you need to be winning natties. Now you can say, well, Bill Urban only won one there. Well, yeah, but he won one. And he had Ohio State just consistently at as high a level as they've ever been. Woody Hayes, the sweater vest, whoever the coach was. It's Urban Meyer. That can be a burden, too. It can be a gift because, oh, my God, look at all this. I get to now coach all of this. All the facilities, all the players, all the luxuries, all the resources at The Ohio State University. I get to be the guy now. But that's also a burden because what that means is you can't slip up hardly at all. This last year, the defense, not so much, right? And Buckeye fans aren't dumb. They noticed this. Yeah, they noticed it. And the defense wasn't up to snuff. It wasn't what it needed to be for them. It can be a burden. Now, he was mentioning Larry Coker. Larry Coker's not, in my opinion, and Ryday's only been a head coach, what, 2 years, going on year three. But I don't think there's any, and he wasn't trying to compare him either. He's just saying Larry Coker inherited a phenomenal situation. You probably can't inherit a better roster than Larry Coker. Larry Coker inherited, now look at the Buckeyes and how good they were already under Ryan Day. But Larry Coker inherited a better roster at Miami than Ryan Day did. And won a natty, and then the next year, ironically lost in that overtime game to Ohio State. And after that, the roster started eroding to the point where he got unhired. Now, that's not going to happen to Ryan Day. And he wasn't trying to make that comparison either. It's just the topic of what you inherit. Lincoln Riley, yes. Lincoln Riley did not inherit what Ryan Day did roster-wise. A really good roster, yeah, but not that. And but close. But nobody inherited a better roster, probably in the history of college football. Now, I haven't thought that one out, but I don't think anybody's inherited a better roster than Larry Coker. That's another topic. You know, the old what if? What if this would have happened instead of that? What we play that game all the time. It's fun. It's not what really happened, but it's fun. What if Butch Davis never left? Would Miami, now that was 20 years ago, but plus, 20 plus. But would Miami, how many more natties might they have? Because he was recruiting and bringing in crazy talent to Miami. And basically, when he left, and the reason he left was to go to the Browns and get the money. No problem there. I mean, that's his prerogative. But when that happened, that basically signaled the end of Miami's juggernaut. Now, again, it wasn't the exact end because Larry Coker won a natty immediately and almost won another. But it signaled, okay, this is about to dissipate. It'll be good in the beginning, but it will dissipate. If he would have stayed, that what-if question is one that can make your mind dance a little bit, right? If you're a Miami fan listening, you really don't want to have that thought right now because it makes you sick. Because you look at what you've got now, and it ain't squat compared to that. It's just not. Josh up in London, Ohio. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. How you doing?
Morning, sir.
Yeah, imagine if Urban Meyer would have inherited the roster that Larry Coker inherited. What would Miami be right now if Urban Meyer would have got a hold of that program?
Oh, God. It would have been Sherman burning his way through Atlanta. That's what that would have been.
Yes, sir. Ryan Day did inherit a pretty good roster. He inherited a fantastic setup, great program, but he is recruiting better than Urban Meyer recruited, in my opinion.
I think that's a fair statement. Yeah, I think it's and now how much, what percentage of that, going back to everybody now, he's recruiting perhaps even better than Urban Meyer recruited. If that's the case, what percentage would you assign that to Brian Hartline?
Oh, wow. You know, it's funny you should mention that because I was thinking Brian Hartline, he is the best recruiter on this coaching staff.
Right.
And it's been fantastic, really. So I would say 40% to Brian Hartline.
Dude's an absolute stud.
Yeah, absolute. Hey, Bill, I hear the music, man, so I'll let you go, and we'll catch you later.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, there's if you're ranking, and there's good recruiters all over the place, but Hartline would be right at the very top if you're ranking individual assistants as recruiters. All right, there's the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll
Good morning. They're still working this crash here on 24 eastbound off-ramp at Old Hickory Boulevard here south of town, out here in Antioch. At one point, one of the cars that crashed caught fire, and not sure how serious the injuries are, but it looks pretty bad here, and traffic starting to bog down a bit. 24 westbound coming up past OHB, all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County this time of the morning. Traffic's on the increase now as well on I-40 eastbound around Stewart's Ferry Pike. We saw some flashing lights there. It looked like a police matter. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks, coming up on May 12th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
UFC Fight Night updated odds for Saturday's middleweight main event between Robert Whittaker and Kelvin Gastelum. Whittaker, the moneyline favorite at minus 260, Gastelum at plus 210. The most recent odds to win the Stanley Cup have the Colorado Avalanche leading the way at plus 450, the Maple Leafs at plus 650, Lightning and the Golden Knights each at plus 700, and the Hurricanes at plus 850. Opening odds now available for the PGA Championship to be held in South Carolina next month. Dustin Johnson, the favorite at 12-1, John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau each at 14-1, Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele at 15-1. The tournament May 20th through the 23rd. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today, mostly cloudy, highs near 67. Tonight, cloudy showers likely, lows near 42. Sunshine for Thursday, high 65. Sunny on Friday, high 66. Cloudy Friday night, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
A few are going to say, Bill, what about the situation that Kirby Smart inherited at Georgia? Well, his first year they went 8-5, but he inherited a stable roster. Now, Georgia's roster has never really been in shambles. I don't even know the last time I thought their roster was in somewhat shambles. Even on a down-type year, by their standards, there's still personnel there. There's plenty of it, usually. First year, he went 8-5. Then he went, what was that second year? 13-2. He's coming up on year number 6. 2021 is year number 6 as the head coach for the Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah, he inherited a very stable situation. Needed change. Mark Richt had been there a long time and did many good things there. But that, after a while just got stale. And it was obvious. And Kirby had been tutoring under Nicky for quite some time. It was his turn. He's a Georgia guy. And time to bring him on home. But, yeah, he's coming up. Boy, it goes fast. That goes really fast. Year six already for Kirby Smart at Georgia. Jeff down in Fultondale, Alabama. Bill, Jimmy Johnson also won a natty at Miami. He was a great coach at Dallas also. Yeah, he inherited a good situation there at Miami. Again, we tell the story, but Jimmy wasn't even the selection, but he got with the AD of Miami to talk about another coach, John Cooper. Yeah, the AD at Miami ran into Jimmy at the college coaches convention. Said, can you have a drink with me later? I want to ask you about John Cooper. Want to get your thoughts on a guy that I'm targeting as the next coach of the U. And Jimmy, is there a better – now, I'm not saying this in a mocking or negative way. Is there a better self-promoter than Jimmy Johnson? Jimmy had been at Oklahoma State, had done a solid to good job there, but there obviously for him there were much bigger targets. And got to remember now, Jimmy's an Arkansas guy, played there with Jerry Jones. So he goes and has the meeting with the AD at Miami, and the AD is wanting to talk about John Cooper, and Jimmy sits there and talks his way into the Miami job. The hell with John Cooper. Take me. And you know what? Jimmy's a much better coach than John Cooper. John Cooper was very successful to a certain level, but on-the-field coaching was not a mighty strength of his. He was a really good recruiter. Ohio State fans will tell you that. But Jimmy said, to heck with that. Take me. I'm your guy. Let's go. And the rest is history. And, yeah, he won big at Miami, won big at Dallas, and got the heck out. Well, actually, went back to the Dolphins. Yeah. And then got out. And I believe all he does, well, he does TV now still. And he lives down, I think he lives below Miami. I think he's in the Keys, and he's out there fishing every day, living the life. Good for him. Yeah, good for him. John this morning, checking in from down in Florida, Ocoee, Florida, says, Bill, Urban Meyer inherited a lot from the Zucker. Yeah, he did. My boy, the Zucker, recruited incredibly well. He just couldn't on the field max it out, to say the least. And again, that's my boy, the Zucker. But we have to tell the truth. Even though he's my boy, the Zucker, we have to tell factually what happened. Urban Meyer comes in there, wins a natty with Chris Leak, wins a natty with Tim Tebow. I remember Tim Tebow was just the touchdown quarterback, the short yardage goal line touchdown quarterback his freshman year. Chris Leak was the quarterback. Totally different style with Chris Leak at quarterback than with Tim Tebow and what you're able to do. He did. Heck, Stoopsy inherited really good talent from John Blake at Oklahoma and won a natty in year number two. But again, here's the lesson to be learned. Unless you're Larry Coker. Larry Coker was not a good on-the-field coach. He was the rare exception where the personnel was so overwhelming, he couldn't even at least screw it up. At least in the beginning. Now, he screwed it up later. But in the beginning, the personnel was so good, he couldn't even screw it up. Right out of the chute. The lesson is, just because you, in almost every case, just because you recruit well doesn't mean you're going to win a natty. You've got to be the right on-the-field coach, or you will screw it up. Stoopsy was the right guy. Urban Meyer was the right guy. Sweater Vest won it year number two. You got to be the right on-the-field guy. It's more than just players. You're told the opposite, which is a big lie. It's a huge lie. Your head coach matters more than the personnel. Personnel is very important. It's not more important than your ultimate leader. You're told the opposite your entire life. It's a monster lie. Don't fall for that lie. Hour 2 coming up. Blake Ruffino down in the booth. I'm the Nashville Hotel.